Okay, today Rosh Hashanah, we're continuing in the 24th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to Mishnah Tes. Shalosh Mashpelos Hein. There are three types of containers. Shel Zevel, Tamei Medrash. A container that holds manure is Tamei Medrash because people would sit on it. Shel Tevin, Tamei Mace. If it's made to hold straw, it's Tamei Tumas Mace because people would never sit on it. Veha Puchlatz, Shel Gemalim, Tahar Miklum. And if it's a basket that's made out of ropes that they would tie onto camels, then it's entirely tahar because it's not really a base kibble since it's got these gigantic holes in it and no one would sit on it either, so it's not tamei tumas medrash. Mishnah Yud Shlosha Mapatzim Hein. There are three types of mats. Ha'asui l'yeshiva tamei medrash. If it's meant to be sat on, it's tamei tumas medrash. Shal tzabotin tamei meis. If it's a mat that a dyer would use, it's tamei tumas meis because again nobody would sit on it because it's got a rim around it, so it's not comfortable for sitting on, but it does have a base kibble. And if it's used for the olive press, then it's entirely tahar because it doesn't have any base kibble and you don't sit on it. So to review what we learned today, again, following the same pattern, that Mishnah Tes was about three different types of containers and Mishnah Yud was about three different types of mats. And again, three categories of each. Those that you would sit on are tamei tumas medrash, and those that have a base kibble are tamei tumas meis, and those that are neither are tahar miklum. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perchav Dalid, Mishnah Yud Aleph.